After a lot of negotiating with the record companies, he said they were willing to do something with us to change the world. The iTunes store would start with 200,000 tracks, and it would grow each day. By using the store, he said, you can own your songs, burn them on CDs, be assured of the download quality, get a preview of a song before you download it, and use it with your iMovies and iDVDs to make the soundtrack of your life. The price? Just 99 cents, he said. Less than a third of what a Starbucks latte cost. Why was it worth it? Because to get the right song from Kazaa took about 15 minutes rather than a minute. By spending an hour of your time to save about $4, he calculated, you're working for under the minimum wage. And another thing, with iTunes, it's not stealing anymore, it's good karma. Clapping the loudest for that line were the heads of the record labels in the front row, including Doug Morris sitting next to Jimmy Iovine in his usual baseball cap, and the whole crowd from Warner Music. Eddie Q, who was in charge of the store, predicted that Apple would sell 1 million songs in 6 months. Instead, the iTunes store sold 1 million songs in 6 days. This will go down in history as a turning point for the music industry, Jobs declared.